Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert brings a series of messages out of 1 Peter. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready and turn to 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning verse number 12, as we take a look in the book.
Well, come on, y'all can join in with me. Put them hands together. Lord, help me to hold out. That's why I'm asking you, Lord. Oh, Lord. I'm just about to make it over.
Keep holding on to Jesus. Hold on. I know.
good to me until come.
Prayer. Thank you, dear God, for fighting our battles for us. Lord, we've read in the Word, the battle is not our battle, but the battle is the Lord's. Lord, that may be somebody in our midst this morning that don't even know the Lord. So we pray, dear God, that you will touch their hearts and minds, that they will come to see who Jesus really is, and help them to see that there's joy and happiness in knowing and in serving the Lord. Touch in a mighty way this morning. Be pleased to save the lost, encourage the saved, and rescue backsliders. Holy Spirit, have your way. And we'll be careful to praise you for it, for it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Put your hands together and come on and praise the Lord this morning. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. For those of you who have your Bibles, open with me this morning to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. When you find it, say, I got it. All right. If you see somebody still struggling, ask them, do you need some help? And you help them out. Help them out. Amen. You be their friend this morning. Amen. Be a friend and help them out, because they don't want to miss this, because I'm preaching out the Bible. Amen. I'm going to show you right out the Bible. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 4. Beginning with verse number 12 through 19, and you'll find these words. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partaker of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceedingly joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the Spirit of glory and the God rested upon you. On their part, he's evil spoken of, but on your part, he's glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or of a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as unto a faithful creator. Look at verse 12 again. It says, beloved, think it's not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you. I want to talk about faith under fire. Faith under fire. High five somebody and tell them, Pastor, going to talk about faith under fire. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Faith under fire. This morning I have in my left hand the Word of God that represents the Christian faith as well as the Christian. In my right hand, I have a lighter. And what I want to do, I want to put this lighter, this fire, up under this Bible that represents our faith. In other words, our faith is under fire. The Christian today is under fire. The Christian today is being persecuted. He's being attacked. All you got to do is look at communistic China, and Christians in places like China are being persecuted. Even Christians in places like Russia are being persecuted. Christians' faith then is under fire. In the Islamic world and in Islamic countries like Iran and Pakistan and Iraq, Christians are being persecuted. Their faith is under fire. Oh, but I see you ain't feeling me on that. But all you got to do now, just come on back to America. You don't have to take a trip around the world to find that Christians are under fire. You can just look at the last 50, 60 years right here in America, the Christian faith is under fire. Yeah, back in the 1960s when the Supreme Court voted that prayer is illegal in our school systems, that was letting us know right then that faith is under fire. And then in the 1970s, when they legalized abortion, that went directly against the Bible that tells us thou shalt not kill. That lets us know right then that the Christian faith is under fire. In the 80s and in the 90s, when they was telling us that it was illegal to have the Ten Commandments there in school, the court says you got to take those commandments down because somebody just may obey them. That let us know right then our faith was under fire. And even what happened last month when the Supreme Court legalized gay marriages, that went against the Christian faith, that let us know that our faith is under fire. Because if what the Supreme Court says is legal, well, when you preach against that, that means that's illegal. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And so we could easily go to jail for preaching against homosexuality. In other words, our faith is under fire because they will look at that now as either a hate crime, or, and if you refuse them services, then that's discrimination lawsuit. In other words, the Christian faith is under fire, but you should not think that that's a strange thing, because it's not a strange thing, because the way to heaven is paved with the road of persecution. Oh, yeah. Jesus, the person that we are following, he was persecuted. Peter and John, they was persecuted. Paul and Silas was persecuted. All of those that live godly, the Bible says, shall suffer persecution. Jesus even told us that if you're going to be my disciple, he said, pick up your cross and follow me. Now notice, he didn't say pick up your picnic basket. He didn't say pick up your favorite beverage. He didn't say pick up your tennis shoes and basketball and your football because we're going to have a ball of a good time. He said pick up your cross and follow me, because the way to heaven is a road of suffering, heartaches, and pain. So we should not think that it's a strange thing when you encounter fiery trials. It's not a strange thing. As a matter of fact, it's the same old thing, just like a chicken wing. Our faith is under fire. And it's not a new phenomenon. That's why Peter says, beloved, think it's not a strange thing concerning the fiery trials. Actually, Peter had closed out his epistles. Back up here in verse number 11, Peter had already gave the benediction, y'all. Did you notice that? At verse number 11, Peter says, if any man speak, let him speak of the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Let's go home and eat some chicken wings. But notice the Holy Spirit say, hold up. Not yet, Peter. You ain't talked about the fiery trial that is getting ready to come and try them. You've been talking about suffering, but your suffering that you've been talking about was everyday suffering. Yeah, because if you're going to live on this planet, there's just going to be some everyday suffering. And Peter had been talking about the everyday suffering down there, downtown. The everyday suffering out there in the field. Suffering there on the job. Suffering there in the home. Suffering there in a bad marriage. But God now is telling Peter, you need to talk about this fiery trial that's going to try their faith. Oh, see, it's one thing to be suffering just because you're in a bad marriage. But it's another thing to be suffering because you got some bad people out there that hate you all because you're trying to go by the Bible. Yeah, yeah, we're talking about your faith now is under fire. Because a lot of times in a bad marriage, what you got is just two bad Christians. But both of them believe in Jesus. But right now, this one is waiting on this one to change. And that one is waiting on that one to change. And the devil is just having a whole good time because ain't nobody changing. But we're talking about, because you are trying to change and live the Christian life, now folks are persecuting you for it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But see, Peter gives some good news here in the text, and I'm glad he didn't. The Holy Spirit kept him going, and he didn't close this out and go on home and eat them chicken wings. Because Peter got some good things that the Holy Spirit done laid on his heart to say. Can I bring out these three things today? Can I take three things off the wagon right quick? See, when your faith is under fire, the first thing you need to do is rejoice concerning future glory. Rejoice because of your future glory. Let me say it again. Rejoice, because somebody didn't hear me. I said rejoice because of future. They're talking about you on the job because you're a Christian. Rejoice. Future glory. Look what he says here in verse number 13. But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers. You hooking up with Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, what's going to happen? Ye may be glad also with exceedingly joy. Oh, that's shouting material right there. Peter says, when they start persecuting you because of your Christian faith, he says you ought to rejoice because of your future glory, what's going to happen to you in the future. Notice this word rejoice is in a tense that basically means to keep on rejoicing. Every time they talk about you, keep on rejoicing. That word ends as much as means in the same degree as, the same degree. In other words, to the degree that you suffer on earth is to the degree that you're going to get blessed in heaven. So if you're suffering a little on earth, then you get some little blessings in heaven. But if you're being persecuted a lot on earth, then you're going to get a lot of blessing in heaven. He says you ought to rejoice of future glory. Oh, I don't know if you're feeling me here. Look. Turn with me over to 2 Corinthians. I think Paul has a word to say on this. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. You got to see it out your Bible. I could have went on and quoted this, but I wanted you to see it out your Bible. Amen. Look at what Paul says. Are you with me, Bible? Wait, just turn back. Just a couple of books. Couple of books. Back there to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Look at how Paul ends this thing in verse number 16 through the end of that chapter. Paul says, for all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. Do you know what's happened to you most of the time happened for somebody else's sake? Yeah, it's for, see, God has got something bigger in mind than just your own situation. God want to use your situation to bless somebody else's situation. See, it's hard to tell somebody how to go through something, and you ain't never been through something. But once you done been through something, then you can reach back and help somebody and bring somebody else through something because you already done been where they already at. Look. And then notice what Paul says. Paul says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, work it for us a far more exceedingly and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Notice Paul says, what you need to do is put the stuff on the scale. He says, take your suffering. Put your suffering over here. And he says, put God's reward that you're going to get over here. And he said, your suffering is just a momentary light thing. When you look at what God is going to give you in the future, it outweighs. It's weighing an eternal glory. This is just temporary, just a few years, a few days, a few months. It may be 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, 100 years. But what's that compared to eternity?
Sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinthebook.com. Again, that is alookinthebook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.